Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 13th of February, 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We are going to take your phone calls on the economy, on the Ron Paul Revolution, on Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, on the Big Brother technocracy enslavement dehumanization grid, on another suspicious death of one of the former Russian oligarchs, one of the engineers of the Velvet Revolution. It is all coming up today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's just a three-hour free-for-all with lots of phone calls and tons of news. Now, here's some news I didn't finish up with yesterday, so I'm going to get to this later in the hour. Mayor compares threat of global warming to terrorism. This is very, very important, and I'm going to go over why that is the case and also all the evidence of global cooling that is about to start in the next decade. Then we will break down Senate votes to expand spy powers, basically get rid of the Fourth Amendment. Bush has been illegally spying on the American people without warrants, and now they're just retroactively saying that's okay. We're seeing amazing things happen right now, and Fox News and others are misrepresenting the facts, claiming, oh, they've always been allowed to spy on foreigners calling the U.S. without a warrant. That's not true. If that was the case, why would they need a law? And I want to repeat that the Supreme Court is about to hear a Second Amendment argument, and the Supreme Court, from the evidence we have in the different pro-gun groups that have people on the Hill, and they're in Washington, they're going to spin it that, oh, you have a Second Amendment right, and so it'll be heralded as a victory. It is not going to be a victory, just like what they just did in several other of the federal district courts. They're going to say, unless prescribed by law. Well, you can pass a law saying black people don't have rights and aren't human beings, but it's unconstitutional, violates the Bill of Rights, and just common law, organic law. And you have a right to revolt. Doesn't matter if Hitler said it was illegal to revolt against him. Did you have a right to revolt against Hitler? Or do you like to follow his favorite out-of-context scripture of Romans 13, render unto Caesar? So they can say we don't have a Fourth Amendment. It's a fraud. They can say that we don't have a Second Amendment, that they can, by law, restrict it. It's a fraud and it's a lie. But we're going into a new era of lies and spin that is just amazing, where they tell you we won, and then really we're losing. Now, they're getting more and more sophisticated. In the past, they would just say, guns are evil, we want to ban them or restrict them, and then there'd be a big fight, and we would win. Now they say, ooh, you won. Oh, you're doing really good right now. And we're really losing. So it's getting sophisticated. They also have different stratas of propaganda. They have just the baseline propaganda that's at a sophomore, junior high, or elementary school level for the general dumbed-down public, where it's all just in real simple, good guys, bad guys, and where they spoon-feed people. All right, I haven't even gotten into it all. There is so much. I'm going to shotgun out what's coming up when we get back, and then I'm going to your calls in this first segment at 1-800-259-9231. Big announcement, too, when we get back. Big announcement.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. You can always subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and all 3 hours is served out to you right when the show ends. Your MP3 or iPod-type device, listen how you want, where you want, in whatever way you'd like. Share it with others. We also restream 3 hours consecutively for 21 hours each day until the next live transmission from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We also are blasting out on a growing, wonderful list of AM and FM stations. We're also on WWCR shortwave, live 11 to 2, and then retransmitted 9 to midnight Central Standard Time when the network refeeds us down over the satellites. Okay, huge show today. Tons of news. A lot of your calls. Here's the big announcement. We're finally getting around to all the plans I've had the last few years. We have redesigned InfoWars.com to where you can comment in all of the stories. And, of course, brought it up to kind of a Web 2.5 look. We have now launched our own MySpace-type system, our own social network. We just put it up this morning or late last night, and I told there's like 60, 70 members in there. You can have your own blogs, your own area. You can post your own photos, your videos, profiles, whatever you'd like. It is the InfoWars.com network. The actual address to the front page is social.infowars.com. But you can just go to InfoWars.com itself. There's a big fat banner on the front of the page where you can just link through. It says, the InfoWars Network meetup blog, Fight the New World Order. This is a place where we can all feed on each other's energies, where you can post your own stories, post your own blogs, where you can post your own banners. You're welcome to even go out and sell your own advertising, you know, for those little subpages. There are so many things that you can do with this. There are some rules. No porn. I don't care if you put women up there in bikinis or whatever. We're not going to try to censor everybody. But no porn, no hacking stuff, no death threats. Or some people are into dead bodies and other things I'm not going to mention that they posted on my MySpace account. We do ban people that do that. And don't confuse this with my MySpace account on MySpace. That's my little MySpace. This is your own MySpace account. It's the exact same type system. You can customize it. We're going to add even more features. Soon we're going to have, you can upload your own video and audio. We're just checking in even bigger servers to be able to do that. It'll be very expensive. So we have to gauge how much of that we're going to be able to do. It may just be audio blogs. So you can have your own platform that's outside of YouTube and Google that'll then feed into those. It's just really exciting. I want to see 1,000 people sign up today. Now, again, when I left the house, it was 50, 60, 70. It was like 50, so I'm sure it's 70 by now. That's why I'm saying that. And they were signing up every minute. I want to see 1,000 people signed up by the end of the day. Again, your own space, your own pages, your own blog, your own area on high-powered content distribution network servers. This is a strong platform. You will then get all of the traffic and attention that InfoWars.com has built up over the last, how long has it been in operation? Last 11 years. We've had the website for a little over 11 years. And all the traffic that PrisonPlanet.com is feeding into it, all the traffic that TruthNews.us is feeding into it, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, the radio show, all of it. It is there waiting for you right now at InfoWars.com. Please go out on MySpace and the message boards everywhere. Help us make a big announcement. We can't do that without you. Tell everybody this is a place where you're not going to be censored. This is a place where you're going to have free reign unless you post pornography or start calling for killing people. And then because of liability of, after it gets big, we've got a few moderators that we know are reasonable and good who will put in there just because, obviously, we can't have XXX porn being posted on there. But it's not going to be policed very heavily, ladies and gentlemen. So go in there. It is your own area. Go wild. Even some criticism. Now, there's about 10 different stalker groups out there that have called for my death and called for people to kill me, and they all think it's real funny. Any of those groups or the subsidiaries, don't even bother signing up because I know who you are, and if I see it, you're going to be knocked off of there. So, again, this is not going to be a tool to call for killing people or killing me or posting porn or giving, hacker codes to go bring down somebody's website. And they do that, by the way, to go in there and try to get us shut down. That will not be allowed. But other than that, you are going to be left alone. You can criticize my ideas. You can disagree. You can do whatever. Just go wild. InfoWars.com, social area. Meetup, blogs, Fight the New World Order, audio, videos, your films, your video clips, your photos, your reports. I'm welcoming all of the We Are Change groups to go in there and create their own allied, mirrors of your local We Are Change groups. That gives us more redundancy. I love the fact there's so many We Are Change groups popping up, and I've tried to financially support three or four of the groups as much as we can with seed money and things in the past. I'm welcoming you to go make clones of your We Are Change group or your InfoWars group or your Freedom to Fascism group, or your grassroots Ron Paul meetup groups. Go in there, make your own pages. It's always good to have mirrors. It's always good to have backups. It's always good to have that synergy. And that's what we're doing together, is trying to have a place for a open free-for-all so that everybody who's online can go to InfoWars.com, social section, and social network with everyone and organize. And we're going to add, we're looking at some software for dating. And the reason I'm doing that, is that patriots want to meet other patriots. We have listeners in every city and even every small town. We feel like we're alone. We really are a giant minority that is growing towards majority. Again, it'll be more like a chat room, you know, meetup area for people that want to talk or people that want to maybe go hunting with fellow patriots or just, again, social networking. You want to go have a barbecue with fellow patriots in your town? You want to meet fellow patriots to go fight City Hall or fight police brutality? Or you want to meet fellow patriots to get together to make a film or to start a radio show? The bigger it gets, it's going to just be exponential. Go to InfoWars.com, be in on the ground floor of this, and we're going to expand it. We're going to work bugs out. We're going to make it better and better. InfoWars.com, network, social network, meetup, blogs, get together, fight the New World Order. Have your own news sections, brand them to your own name. I don't care. Go wild. Right now at InfoWars.com. Okay. It's uncustomary for me to just go right to your calls, but I want to before I get into all this news. And believe me, there's news on the economy. There is news on new spy powers, Big Brother, the nanny state, so much important stuff. But let's just go to your calls right now. Derek in Canada, you're on the air.
The new webpage looks really fabulous. I'm really excited about it. You had mentioned in a previous broadcast that you're presently working on a new JFK film.
Yes.
Right. I was kind of hoping maybe you could tell us a little bit about the contents of it and when we can expect to see that.
Well, sure. Do you want to get this on air, or do you want me to hang up on you and then answer the question?
You can just let me go.
Okay, thank you. I was just seeing if that was your only question. I have always made 2+ hour films. Every film at Order of Death is more than 2 hours long. And so, I'm going to make 2 70-minute films. I'm going to keep them to 70 minutes. And they're cinematic. They're cinema verite. There is not voiceover. There is not a bunch of documents. It is, in the JFK, there will be some documents, some photos, but still it's done in the narrative format, but the pure cinema verite, what we're planning to do with the film about 9/11 truth, We Are Changed, just grassroots activism, period, showing the power of it, how the establishment is scared, show like the last 3 years of 9/11 truth. I'm making that film. And then at the same time, I'm making a JFK film with Paul Grudy, who, again, was the Undertaker when they made him put the fingerprints of Lee Harvey Oswald on the gun, staged that. E. Howard Hunt video that's never been seen before. We are going to, of course, Jim Mars is in it. A few other people are going to be in it. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I'm trying to have both these out by October or November of this year. Two films at one time, double barrel blast. A totally different style. Okay? And so that's what's coming from that film project that we are working feverishly on with the great intellects of Rob Jacobson and, of course, Aaron Dykes and myself. Trey's also working some on the film, Trey Kincaid. And we have 500-plus hours of footage. We have 400 hours of our own footage, over 100 hours of other 9/11 Truth groups and We Are Change groups that have given us footage to put in the film. So just going, that's all been logged, captured. We're finishing writing up the film, and we're finishing trying to write up the JFK film, and then we slap it all together, then we sweeten it. The soundtrack's being produced. We're going to use Graham Reynolds, and we're going to use the Octopus Project. Great Austin band. So we're going to have two different groups working on the films. And they should be out, Lord willing, in the fall, into the winter of this year, 8 months from now. All right, we'll be back with more of your calls. Chris, Jim, Aaron, Ken, many others. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Chris in Kansas. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi. I was wondering if you had any views or opinions on Executive Order 13303 that was originally filed on, it says May 22nd of 2003.
Well, let me go to Google. I can't keep these memorized, and they're always changing them and then reissuing them under new numbers. What's the executive order?
I have the pretty much the abridged version of it without all the legal jargon.
Okay, read it to me.
It says, all property and interest in property of the following persons are blocked and may not be transferred, paid, exported, withdrawn.
Oh, yeah, that's the one if they claim that you're aiding Iraq in any way or aiding the insurgency. That they can just grab assets without even a judge, jury, or anything?
Yes, that's one where pretty much it's so vague where if you're holding a sign that says, for example, no more blood for oil, you can actually be held in prison for any undetermined length of time.
Sure. We've covered that. I had just forgotten the exact number. There's so many bad ones in the 12,000 and 13,000 series, but they're bad back into the 9,000s. And, again, presidents are always rewriting them and reissuing them, and so they're changing. But, yes, I'm fully aware of that. And are you asking my take on it?
Yes, and your views on, I guess, what would happen if they started applying this to the anti-war protesters and anyone who, want to say, develops any type of an opinion regarding the current world state.
They're going to have to sell that incrementally to the public. And they, you know, they bite off 10 or 15 bites, and then they throw most of it up, but they usually get one or two bites down their belly. And they are trying all of this, but their free speech zones are getting sued out of court. They're backing off on those. They're backing off, but then they're always piling on 10 times. Like, they push 5 steps forward, we push them back 4, but they still get 1 foot forward. We've just got to fight even harder. If we let them use that as a chilling effect, though, and then people say, well, I better not criticize anything, that's your free speech right. If we get into it now and let them chill our speech and our political action and our capacity to express ourselves, then they're going to win. And so, I mean, whereas I'm worried about it, I mean, Bush has declared himself in White House memos to literally be God. It says all law flows from him. If he says torture isn't torture, they can then kill people and it's not even torture. I mean, it says he's the Fuhrer, and he says he's above Congress, and it says he's a dictator, and he plans to pass that on to Hillary or Barack or whoever it's going to be, and it'll just continue. They're all, you know, coming from the same place. But it's very serious, but that we need to redouble our efforts, not let it chill us.
All right. Thanks. Enjoyed your films, and keep them up.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate the call, Chris. Jim in Oklahoma, welcome.
Thank you, Alex, for taking me on the air.
You bet.
I have a book here written by a chaplain, Lindsay Williams, who was a first-hand man on the Alaskan oil pipeline.
The energy non-crisis.
Right. So you know all about that. I was going to say that I would recommend that to be a platform somewhat of Ron Paul.
Well, you know, I've probably interviewed Williams 20, 30 times. I mean, I lose count over the years. I haven't had him on in a few years. Separately from Williams, and I think he's a very good man and his information is very accurate, separate from Williams, we have government documents, we have congressional reports that in one oil field on the North Slope in Prudhoe Bay, they have enough oil to run this country for over 100 years, and it's near sweet, very good oil. And that means not a lot of refining, for those that don't know what that means. You can take it right out of the ground and it, you know, catches on fire like gasoline. And now they found other slopes and other areas nearby that are even bigger than those found. We could have three or four more, they've done studies, four would be better, pipelines, and we would have 100% energy independence. It could be built within 2 years. It is never going to be done. Did you know 80%, and this is all mainstream news, but a piece here, a piece there, 80% of the oil being, in some cases it's even higher, 85%, I've seen some numbers, being pumped out goes to Japan and China via tankers. It does not even go to the United States, and a lot of it goes to Canada and the West Coast, the 15-20%, depending on which numbers you look at. So it's all true. It's totally true. Again, this isn't capitalism. This is crony capitalism. This is monopoly capitalism, better known as corporatism or fascism, and it's all staged. And they found in the 70s an oil field about 150 miles, and then it goes down another 100 miles past that, in somewhat shallow water, easy to extract, very good oil, low sulfur, very high quality, light crude. It's a huge 600-plus square mile area, and there's no drilling allowed there. Now the U.S. is going to let China and Mexico drill, and we get none of it. See, stay there. Let's talk more about it on the other side. Remember how our government, not the communist Chinese, our government gave them the Panama Canal? See, they gave them the ports. They gave them Long Beach. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
There are thousands of oil fields in Canada. The majority of Canada has not even been surveyed or prospected properly. I've seen the numbers on that. Just in the fields they've gotten into, it's just massive. There's too much oil. Russia is finding gigantic fields on literally a weekly basis. They have found oil all over the 15 or 16 stands, the Turkmenistan, the Uzbekistan. It just goes on and on. Afghanistan, just unbelievable oil and natural gas. Just right under the surface of the earth, in the crust, is just natural gas, oil, coal, everything. Remember that in the 60s and 70s, they found on U.S. and state lands, but predominantly U.S. government lands, because the government has more than 90% of the land in Utah. But just in Utah, they found enough clean-burning coal. No mercury, no other none of it. What did Clinton do in 98? He laid it all off limits and said no firms could go in there and extract it. But they allow the dirty coal, the lignite, mined out of right here in Texas. They scoop that dirty lignite right up, full of mercury and everything else you can imagine, and they dump it right into the power plants. Texas is now supplying surrounding 5 states with more than half their electric power. They're actually taking environmental standards off. Rick Perry has taken it off, and he's done a privatized deal with a Bilderberg-funded leader. That's been in the news. and they're handing those over to them, privatizing them. Taxpayers pay for it, and they just hand it over to them. We pay for the railways to the new power plants to ship in even more dirt coal. Just dirty, filthy, worst-grade coal you can find. They could care less. Can't have that clean coal. Because by laying most of the resources off limits, that jacks up the profits of the select families and banks and corporations that own most of the world's resources. You know, Mexico has more billionaires per capita. Mexico's 100 million people in country, 30 million out. 130 million people now, and that number will double in the next 20 years. Having an average of about five children. I forget, it's four and a half, five. Look up Mexico's numbers. It's very high. One of the highest in the world. It's a third world nation, but they are getting better health care, so the infant mortality is very low. Are the globalists worried about that? Absolutely not. You have a tiny oligarchy that runs Mexico. Mexico has more discovered oil, coal, gold, silver, and every other major industrial metal, precious metal, than the United States has. In fact, the official numbers come in at about three times what the lower 48 have, Mexico has. Drowning in resources. It's the South Africa of the Western Hemisphere. Brazil is just gold, oil, diamonds, rubies, sapphires. Just the alluvial deposits alone are just out of this world. And that's the mountains that have flown down into rivers and streams and deposited just in the mud, not still locked up in hard rock deposits. I don't want to get off into all of it, but the point here is that there are so many resources on this planet, we are drowning in it. So, 12 years ago, Dutch Rochelle, BBC reporter, of course, Greg Palast, broke this. Their actual documents. You ever noticed how about half the advertisements, literally, the back cover, the middle, the big spreads, every issue of National Geographic? My grandmother sends me an issue every year since I was a little kid as a present. That's the only reason I take it. The eugenics publication, basically anti-human publication. And you read in there, and it's just all BP. It's all Dutch Rochelle. And did I say Dutch Rochelle funded it? It's British Petroleum, excuse me. But Dutch Rochelle's involved, too. But it was BP that funds a lot of the environmental groups and first came up with the fraud and funded Russian and British scientists to claim that there is, you know, basically the oil's running out that we peaked in 2006. And so now you've got to accept greater taxes. Now you've got to accept greater regulation. Now you've got to go along with all of this. And you tell a mainline environmentalist who's a well-meaning person, hey, they've got massive oil deposits in Canada, massive oil deposits that have been discovered for decades in Alaska. And they'll just go, no, there isn't. It's running out. You're a liar. And you're like, no, we've interviewed former oil executives, we've interviewed people that worked in the companies, eyewitnesses, we have government reports, this has come out, it's not a secret. And they'll just say, no. Well, here's another example. Saddam Hussein got in trouble when he had a $30-plus billion debt to BCCI and others, other big CIA money laundering operations from his Iran-Iraq war in the 80s. And he was, quote, over-pumping, driving oil prices down to 85, 95 cents. It was fluctuating there. Remember, OPEC said, you're over-pumping, you're not following the cartel's directives. And then the U.S. shut him up and said, go ahead and invade Kuwait, we're your ally, and he did it, and look what happened. I'm not defending him. He was CIA trained in 58, that's declassified, and he was set up. The point is, I'm not defending him any more than I'm defending our own government's criminal policies. There's oil everywhere. Let me explain something. I have family that are petroleum geologists. I have family that have, you know, one of them, Uncle Leonard, just retired running one of the biggest refineries in Houston, Texas. My grandfather worked all the way from a roughneck in the oil fields after World War II. He even worked in some of the oil fields before World War II. My uncle, his son, worked offshore from the time he was 18 years old. And before he volunteered for Vietnam as a helicopter pilot, my whole family is involved in oil at every level. My grandfather, my mother's father worked from a roughneck in the West Texas and New Mexico oil fields right up to leash hound, you know, right up into the companies. I know all about it. I live in Texas, okay? You can basically drill an oil well almost anywhere if you're willing to go deep enough and there's oil. South Texas, East Texas, West Texas. And they say, well, those fields have been depleted. Where my family's from in East Texas, Limestone, Freestone County, you drive out there, there are drilling rigs everywhere. And you're only seeing the wells they're drilling and hitting. You drive down the highway, down I-45, anywhere, just look off. There's drilling rigs all over the place. They're hitting oil and natural gas. I mean, gushers, black oil shooting up out of the sky. Good old-fashioned, I mean, they're drilling wells, triple-hitting oil, triple-hitting gas. I mean, they're hitting it at multi-level, shallow wells. Horizontal wells. And you say, well, why are they drilling here? Well, the oil companies hate it. They try to use regulators and everything else they can to try to stop these medium-sized companies, they're multi-billion dollar, from coming in. But, see, you've still got property owners in Texas. The vast majority of Texas, in fact, more than any other state, is privately owned. More than 90% of Texas is in private hands. It's not like Utah and Nevada and other places where it's 90-plus percent government-owned. You go to those places where it's government-owned, it's all locked up. And do you have the big oil company lobbying to open that up? No. You know, I said I'd take your calls, and now I've gone on a tirade. I just want to give you this knowledge. And I am going on a tirade because there is oil everywhere. Have you noticed on a map of the country, wherever there's private property, California, Illinois, Oklahoma, Texas, wherever there's big pieces of private property, there's oil wells. There's gas wells. There's lignite mines. But where there isn't, you don't see it. And then they'll stick up on the news 15 or 20 ratty, well-meaning, sandal-wearing hippies, God love them. And they'll say, yeah, man, we beat more drilling and more pipelines in Alaska. You didn't beat anything. And then the neocons get on radio and say, these dumb environmentalist wackos, they stopped the drilling. We need to get in there and drill. The Republicans controlled the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the executive. All three branches of government. And did you see them open up any more oil out of Alaska? Did you see them open up any of the Gulf of Mexico? No. Other than giving, just territorially, thousands and thousands of square miles, tens of thousands of square miles in 2002, Bush just said, well, you've never contested this, and this belongs to the U.S., but we're just going to give this to Pemex, the oil monopoly in Mexico. And then you've got the big Chinese government-run oil company that's going into Africa and everywhere else. They gave them thousands and thousands of square miles off the coast of Florida, off the coast of Mississippi, and just said, you know what, we've always had claim to this, but you just have it. And why is that? They make deals with China and Mexico to have limited exploration, to gauge it and to keep down production. This is a monopoly. And I don't want to have to debate that with people. It is admitted. Go to the encyclopedia. OPEC is a monopoly. You know, I hear these neocons get up on air and talk about the oil companies aren't corrupt. They're not making big profits. That was a talking point the last few years by neocon liars. They were told to report on it, and that came out. Lying. We have the 2000 AP series of articles where the AP, through lawsuits that were done by private groups, got the documents, but it never got on the national news. And you can go read the Chevron, ExxonMobil, Texaco documents, where in 1995 and 96 they had a series of meetings in Houston and in Dubai and in London. You can read them stamped and certified where they said there's too much oil, where they're discovering it everywhere, private companies are going in, this is really going to mess us up, and our cartel. There are hundreds and hundreds of independent refineries. We can't shut off all these medium-sized and private venture and sovereign capital groups going in and drilling and finding these resources, but we can go into countries and we can foment wars to block pipelines or to restrict how big they are. We can go into the United States and we can buy up all the refineries and we can press for bigger regulations on refineries to force them to sell. And they went in and paid 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 times in some cases what refineries were worth. And they went in and they bought up 200 plus refineries in the lower 48. And they say in the document, they did this in the next 5 years, and it came out in 2000. They said to create an artificial bottleneck. If we can't fully, again, they suppress most of the reserves being brought to market, but they, just like in by 1995, 96, and this, the Bureau's has put reports out on this, the Oppenheimers are very proud of it, the big world diamond monopoly. They had dropped down to a 90% monopoly. Diamond prices by 2000 had plummeted by 50%. It's a semi-precious stone. It's just regionalized to areas of South America, Africa, and Australia. Remember they found the diamond mines? The De Boole family went in and bought thousands of acres up in Arkansas. Remember that? They bought them in the early 90s. They were going to start diamond mine operations. And the U.S. government came in and Clinton said, you can't dig for any of these diamonds. And then De Beers came in and bought out the Boole family for $3 billion. By the way, my dad worked for them. That's how one of the ways he paid his way through medical school. So I happen to know about that from the inside of it. My dad was no big deal in their little company, but since my dad had known him since, what was it, college, that's a whole diamond business is about trust, and so he would just curry things, or an airplane would land with some diamonds, because the Booles did this stuff, and it was legal, but I remember hearing the stories as a kid about how, don't confuse De Boole with De Beer. De Beers is the name of one mine in South Africa, but they took that name, Cecil Rhodes, about how they would hunt you down and kill you, how they would come after you. I remember hearing these stories growing up, ladies and gentlemen, just because my dad did the little jobs for him. That's why so many ethnic groups are involved in diamonds, because it's all about trust within those groups. All right, I've gone on and on. I apologize. I'm going to hurry through your calls. It's just people bring up these key points, and I want to get this knowledge and information out to you. It's all about monopolies. That's why landowners all over the country are getting these letters, and Texas passed something called the Landowners Bill of Rights. You'd think it would give you some new rights, and you read it, and it says, well, due to the Supreme Court ruling of Kelo versus Connecticut, not only can the government take your land now, but private interest can. And if you don't take our first offer within 6 months, the new Texas law is, we will just take your property and give you nothing and make you pay for attorney's fees. See, the big story wasn't just that they were taking people's houses in New London, Connecticut. The ruling was, once if you fight them, then you don't just get nothing, you got to pay. And so my dad just got a letter where they want to put a pipeline for natural gas across some of his property. And they just said, if you don't take this deal, we'll just take your land. You're going to owe us. See, this isn't America anymore. When you've got the politicians saying, oh, we just passed today, by the way, in the Senate, that there's no more Fourth Amendment. You think they're going to stop with your privacy? Oh, no. No, 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 no. This whole police state is about taking your wealth. We're not going to pay you for a road over your property with the Trans-Texas Corridor. We're not going to pay you for a gas pipeline we're going to run across your property. We're not going to pay you for jack squat. Now, how does that sound? And if you don't like it, we're going to put liens on your property for you fighting us in court, and then we're going to send a SWAT team out, and if you don't let us take the property, they're going to shoot you and your whole family. And don't think they won't do it. Now, that's the new America. I get letters from the Texas Workforce Commission telling me my employees are now under a North American Union code. I don't need to read it in the newspaper, baby. I get it in the mail. My daddy doesn't have to read about how they tell people you don't own your own property, because he gets it in the mail. And the idiot public thought that it was about a taxpayer's Bill of Rights, a landowner's Bill of Rights. Okay, I'm sorry, Chris, or Jim in Oklahoma to be ranting, but, I mean, did that flush it out for you?
Thank you very much, Alex.
Anything else you want to add, sir?
No, that's it.
Are you sure?
Thank you very much. Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron, Ken, Ted, Paul, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio.
Aaron! In Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, down in Portsmouth, Ohio, there was a shooting at a school, and now they're using that to have martial law in some of the elementaries. In one article, it actually says no matter where you are on school property, someone's always watching.
Well, that's what they're doing everywhere. The schools and government documents, it's admitted, are training grounds to train the children to live in a prison environment. Lockdown, bag searches, drug dogs, DNA testing, thumb scanning, cameras in the bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean, this is a small school, so it's even coming to like the smaller cities, the small little towns.
Absolutely. And school shootings are actually down, but they hype it up. I mean, if you're afraid of something, folks, you're afraid of dying, don't get in cars. You're thousands of times more likely to be killed in a car, but that doesn't matter. We got to change our whole life because shadowy Al-Qaeda is hiding under every toadstool and under and in every dark closet, and there are shooters that are going to kill your kids everywhere. I appreciate you calling, my friend. Let's talk to Ken in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm calling over a couple of things. First is the Ron Paul decision not to run as an independent. And the second thing is I attended an anti-amnesty rally in June in Washington. I met Don Goldwater, nephew of Barry Goldwater, and he told me a few things about McCain I think you'll find interesting. And also what he intends to do. Again, this was back in July, so maybe he's changing his mind or has changed his mind, but I'll start with the Ron Paul thing first. When I read on Friday, I think it was, when he sent out the email to his donors that there won't be a third party run by him, I was mostly depressed, like 90% depressed over the weekend and 10% angry. And I won't use the word betrayal because there's no betrayal involved. Ron Paul obviously is an honest man.
The word's and disappointment in his strategy?
Yes, and I think it's dereliction. That's the worst word I think we can say, because the choice of McCain versus Hillary or Obama is an abomination. And for him, who has the name recognition, who has the grassroots support, who's got a following, who's got the people behind him, he's got a great deal of the people of the country behind him, he's offering a fresh choice for the voters in November. And for him to say, I heard his interview with you yesterday, for him to say that it wouldn't be smart to run as a third-party candidate, I don't think it's smart to allow the voters to have that horrible Hobson's choice in November between McCain and Obama. I hope he reconsiders. I don't think he will.
Well, people are saying Obama may win now. I'm not so sure. I think Hillary's the anointed one, but we're going to break that down in the next hour.
All right. Well, that leads me into the conversation I had with Don Goldwater. Again, he's Barry Goldwater's nephew, and he's still active in the Arizona GOP.
You got 1 minute. Finish.
Okay. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, he thinks McCain is really nuts in his mind. He said his cancer, the Vietnam experience, and his desire for the presidency, he really thinks he's mentally ill. But if he's the GOP nominee for president, he still intends to vote for him because he can't take Hillary. But here's a guy who's willing to vote for a guy who he thinks is mentally ill just because he's the GOP candidate.
Well, don't worry. Hillary or McCain or Obama won't be running anything. We'll be right back. They're puppets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.